toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI, toll free line 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, we're doing something really unusual tonight. We're actually going to have we've got two guests on the show in one evening. It's rare that we have guests on the program, but sometimes when it rains, it pours. And unfortunately, it poured in a way today that made it so we had a conflict with our guests initially in the first hour. And John Dennis was good enough to be flexible and reschedule here to the second hour of the program. John Dennis from website johndennis2010.com. And John Dennis, it's absolutely unusual to have a politician on this show. The last politician we've had on was Ron Paul, and before Ron Paul, I don't think we've ever had a politician on.
Not too many.
On this program. So Free Talk Live is not one of those typical talk radio shows where it's every single day they're dropping political names and talking to the senators and talking to the representatives. I tend to think politicians are thugs.
Hey, John, are you there?
Yeah, he's there. John, I tend to think politicians are thugs. What sets you apart from the rest
Hello?
Of the pack? Can you hear me? Hello, John?
Yeah, hi.
Okay. You are able to hear us?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, great. So I was just talking about how we don't normally have politicians on this program, and Mark was so impressed by you that his excitement transferred over to me, and I'm still a little skeptical, so I don't know if this will be your easiest interview. We'll see how it goes, but welcome to Free Talk Live. What sets you apart from the rest of the so-called pro-liberty politicians out there?
Well, aside from the fact that I'm running against Nancy Pelosi, I've been committed to the same things for the last 25 years. You know, when I debated in college, the Harvard team used to call me Adam Smith because I was fighting for the same things back then that I'm fighting for today. And, you know, I made a commitment a few years ago when I got involved in the Ron Paul campaign to give everything I could to it and campaign for him in four states, went to the Iowa caucuses, actually spoke on behalf of Ron, and ran the campaign for liberty here in San Francisco County on the Republican Liberty Caucus. I mean, I'm just committed to the principle of individual liberty.
There are people out there, and obviously the Ron Paul campaign, as you know, was just a tremendous success as far as fundraising, as far as activism, as far as getting people active and interested in the ideas of liberty. It was a great starting point for a lot of people, and many of whom who have come even further and done things like join the Free State Project, moved to New Hampshire, began listening to this show, supporting Free Talk Live, and really coming even to go beyond Ron Paul's message to embrace a message of voluntarism. And the idea of completely getting the coercive state out of our lives. But then, kind of riding on Ron's coattails, have been these politicians that call themselves Ron Paul Republicans. But all you have to do is just dig a little bit on their website to find out just how un-Ron Paul-like these people actually are. And when I was looking around at your site, it looked pretty good. So I'm wondering what skeletons you're hiding in your closet. Like,
you are such a jerk.
So what areas do you want to aggress against peaceful people, John Dennis?
Well, I want to say something that this year when I talked to Jesse and the Ron Paul team, they made a point of saying that in this season we want to make sure that you're the first person that we endorse this year, and you can tell us when and where you want to do it. They have a whole vetting process. So I'm endorsed by Ron Paul. I hope that's good enough.
That's good because, well, there was one little incident recently where I guess he, by some deal he cut with the Texas Republicans, had to endorse every single one of them, which ended up meaning he was endorsing neocons. But you're not in Texas, so I guess that's not a concern. In fact, where are you? In California, right?
San Francisco. I'm in the city of San Francisco, so I don't think Ron had to cut any deals out here in order to endorse me.
What's important to you, John Dennis? I mean, you mentioned individual liberty. I mean, give me some key issues that you're running the campaign on.
Debt, spending, jobs. I also try and mix in the things that I think are that are critical. I mean, I think we continue to make the same mistakes over and over again unless we understand, in a minarchist from a minarchist perspective, what the appropriate role of government is in our lives. And that's a big enough message to sell to most folks. And so that's in the specific issues, the debt and the taxes and the spending and the jobs and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, we're trying to use this platform, against Nancy Pelosi, not only the speaker, but one of the most polarizing politicians of our lifetime.
Yeah,
use the platform to drive the message of individual liberty.
Did you see her poll numbers? We're at 9%. Isn't that awesome?
She's fluctuating between 8 and 11. 11 is a good day.
Now, John, are you the qualified Republican candidate, or are you still running in a primary?
I am running in a primary. I'm running in a primary against a devoted neocon.
Mm.
And I'm suffering all the same typical attacks that guys like us do against folks like that. So, but the good news is that I've actually done some legwork and managed to connect with the Republican Party in the last couple of years. And the party, for the most part, has endorsed me. I have every officer in the Republican Central Committee has endorsed me, and a local former police chief who's a prominent Republican endorsed me. So I've done that kind of legwork too, because I thought it was important to do that. I worked on Ron's campaign briefly in 1988, stuffing envelopes for him when I lived in Chicago when he ran as a Libertarian, and I saw the difference between 1988 and 2008. In 2008, he ran as a Republican and used the platform to launch a movement. So I thought it was important to make sure the people in the party, knew my Republican bona fides and were comfortable with me so that they could move forward in endorsing me in this primary.
Let's take a deeper look here at John Dennis on the issues, and we're going to choose there are going to be some, I guess, tough ones.
Let me go first.
Go ahead, Mark.
Federal Reserve.
It's a good thing I've got to jump off in 20 minutes.
Okay, good.
John, I'd also like to point out, before we go any further, I've already donated some money to your campaign, and I can count on one hand how many politicians, how many national politicians I've donated money to.
I'm honored by this. I'm the first candidate on since Ron Paul. You've actually donated to my campaign. I don't know what to say, guys. I'm overwhelmed. Okay, now ask your question.
Okay. Federal Reserve, what should we do with it?
Start with the audit, ultimately move to a free market of money by using the Hayekian method of or a suggestion that we stop taxing precious metals, both sales and capital gains, and enforce those contracts in precious metals.
So by a free market in currency, you mean that the United States government and no government should issue its own fiat currency?
Absolutely. Well, I can't speak for other governments. I live here. So in this government, I would say that we move to a free market of money, and let the private market deliver the monies like any other commodity.
How do you feel about the military?
Well, from my perspective, limited government perspective, I think it's an appropriate role of the federal government, and that it should be used as retaliation or unless there's an imminent threat.
So do you feel like the military is just the right size, should be bigger, should be smaller?
Oh, no, much, no, it has to. I mean, we can defend this country in a much different way, a much smaller. And on my website, I've talked about the steps we need to take to start reevaluating our overseas bases.
700 plus military bases around the world.
I think it's close to 1,000.
Really now? So closer than I always heard the 700. So let's say
count those forts too.
Over 700.
This is a position, incidentally, that I'm being attacked for.
I bet.
Here.
I bet you are. Now, how many bases would John Dennis close?
Well, I think the number isn't really the way to look at it. I think each base ought to justify its own existence based on how well it defends the American people. And I'm not so sure that there's a case for those bases, but I'm willing to walk through and listen to each one. The Constitution was written in an 18th century world, 20th century, 21st century now. Let's see which ones the military and foreign policy establishment thinks we absolutely need in order to defend this country.
Sounds a little political. John Dennis, we're going to bring you back. Can you stick with us?
I will.
All right, more with John Dennis. If you had a question for him, try to get it in here at 800-259-9231. I say shut them all down. All right, more coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, you can become a Shriner. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're an undergraduate, graduate, student, or recently graduated, Check out the Institute for Humane Studies Summer Seminar Program. They have 11 different seminars in cities all across the country. They provide meals and housing. I think that the seminars are a week long. And in general, the deadline for registration is March the 31st. Go to libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for John Dennis, pretty rare that we'll put a politician on these airwaves because I tend to find them despicable. But, Mark, you were pretty excited about this guy. You said he was even more principled than Rand Paul, who is relatively principled, but not even a I think he's a pale shadow of his father, Ron. So you said that that this John Dennis comes pretty close to Ron Paul. In fact, John, you shared with us that you actually were endorsed, the first candidate, I guess, for 2010 to be endorsed by Ron Paul. Was that did I interpret that correctly?
Yeah, I think it was the first one in the year 2010.
Got it.
And I think that's when his endorsement season started.
All right, so we were getting into some of the issues with you to see how you felt about them. How about the war on drugs?
Yeah, I'm not a big prohibitionist.
Just a little prohibitionist?
I'm not even a little one. I think people should be able to do what they want as long as they're not hurting anybody else. And if two adults want to have a transaction between one another, it's up to them.
Excellent. What about let's talk about the idea of adults transacting. What about the drinking age? It's 21 in most places. I mean, I don't know if that's – I guess that is a national issue to some extent because the National Highway Driving Association, I think, crammed that down a lot of states' throats. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think we should reduce that. Well, I think ultimately it should be a state issue. Mm. But you know, personally, in my own state, I think it should be reduced. I mean, you know, you can enroll in the Army, join the military at 18. If you're adult enough to do that, you should be able to do, you should be able to consume alcohol.
Now, there's a lot of talk that is buzzing around, and I'm very, very pleased that it is, and I hope that it continues and gets, more popular. But the idea of declaring independence, or maybe the less popular word, secession, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that we're supposed to have these checks and balances in the federal government, and of course the federal government is way out of balance now with too much emphasis on the executive. I keep saying that, what holds the federal government back? You know, what's the balance, the check and balance against it if it decides to grow, beyond its constitutional constraints? And the answer, of course, is the states' rights. So I'm excited that we're starting to see, we saw the baby steps of the states pushing back with those 10th Amendment resolutions. And now I hope these court cases, really push back. Ultimately, I have to say, I mean, I think if the Supreme Court comes down on the wrong side of the rule, I hope I hope that they consider taking a much stronger position as they would have to a Supreme Court opinion prior to the Civil War.
Now, we're talking to you from New Hampshire, where the Free State Project is based, where hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people are converging upon in order to achieve as much liberty in their lifetimes as possible. One of the things going on up here, and as we've been one of the reasons why we ended up with a conflict in our first hour is because so the activists here are doing engaging in civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And obviously, you're somebody who's going through the system and the political channels in order to attempt to affect change. But there are people up here who have essentially just burned out completely on the system, rejected it, decided that was not the way they wanted to go. How do you feel about the alternatives in this movement, John? Civil disobedience, do you think there's a place for it? And, how do you feel about it?
Oh, absolutely. I just don't have the courage for it.
Well, that's an honest statement.
I can take on Nancy Pelosi, but civil disobedience, you guys are at a much higher level than I am. In fact, I was keeping track of that one episode where the guy got arrested, your friend there.
Which one?
They went into the courthouse looking for the sign that says, no cameras allowed.
Ah, Sam from obscuredtruth.com.
Sam, I am. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That was fascinating.
Yeah, I was actually just in there.
You have much more courage than I do. So.
Well, it's easy to have courage when you're surrounded by other people that are supporting you and are willing to back you up and show up at court trials and things like that. In fact, that very same courtroom lobby that he was arrested in, I was there today. One of our activists was on trial for marijuana possession, And, of course, he was found guilty and also found guilty of resisting arrest. Apparently, when you go limp and allow, you know, gravity to take its natural course, that's considered resisting. That's what he did.
Now, John, I'd like to point out, though, that you have put a great deal of time and money, and time is money to some extent. I mean, you could have been doing things to earn money to enrich yourself and, you know, buy a yacht and you know, nap lazily, on that said yacht. So I have to say that what you're doing in just running for this office takes an amount of courage too.
Well, you know, Ron Paul, I'll never forget that moment between him and Rudy Giuliani down in South Carolina. I mean, it was like a veil was pulled down over my face. And I think in that moment he launched a movement. It was like a nuclear fusion, and it lit so many lights around the country. And I think each of us, you know, takes that light and tries to illuminate the darkness. A lot of other people, and in our small way, we're trying to do the same thing here.
So one of my objections with Ron Paul's campaign, one of my few objections, was his position on immigration, which he seemed to have changed since 1988 to be more pandering towards the people that support crackdowns and support a police state and support checkpoints and support all of these, government mandatory IDs and all this police state stuff that's cropping up around the idea of immigration. How do you feel about people coming here and making, living better lives for themselves without having to ask the government's permission first?
Yeah, well, this is, I have to say, I'm mostly in agreement with Ron Paul on this issue, although I don't, of course, agree with the national ID and the checkpoints and all that other nonsense. I think you can have control over who actually has legal status here without having to violate everyone else's rights. I have a little different view, I'm sure, than you guys. I see this as sort of, we set this up, this island of freedom, and we should be able to decide who actually gets to join the island.
Yep, I'm going to have to disagree with you there, but we're not going to have time to get into the nuances of it, obviously. But why not go with the states having control over that rather than the federal government? I mean, that would be a little bit more decentralized.
I understand that position, and I think that there's that quasi bit in Article 1, Section 8 that sort of gives the federal government the right to handle naturalization laws. And I guess, and I understand the argument back and forth that it's a little confusing, but at the end of the day, I think that if you're going to have national borders, that it's the federal government that's got to be responsible for it.
Well, I support the repeal of national borders, and
I support the repeal of the federal government.
So, me too.
But it doesn't change that, on this one particular issue, Free Talk Live, the two hosts here, tend to deviate strongly with the vast majority of Americans. So.
Well, because immigrants have been painted as the bad guy, and that there's something wrong with not jumping through whatever arbitrary hoops the government people, who are total strangers, put up for them to jump through. If I want someone to come here and want to help them and allow them to make a better life for themselves, I should be free to do that. JohnDennis2010.com is your website. John Dennis, thanks for taking the time out to address some challenging issues here.
I'm honored. Thanks for having me.
Good luck with your campaign. Thanks for the call.
Cheers, bye.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear have been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Altima boots, HW1 gloves, Tactical Link Slings, EMA Tactical Weapon Equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNgear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Maybe we'll get to the chance to get to the email from Barack Obama. I've got that to share with you. It's about the whole healthcare thing. We'll talk about that if we get a chance. But, of course, your calls are the primary element of the program. You may dial in at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. As we continue here, by the way, I want to tell you that the website features our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Head on over to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything you see on the wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Why would you want anything other than the best when it comes to personal protection? Go to tiger.freetalklive.com and save up to $100 on the Tiger Light T-100 non-lethal self-defense system. It's proven to be the most effective non-lethal personal protection device in the world, as effective as a handgun at close range. It's Tiger Light, tiger.freetalklive.com. Ian, you, I see your Tiger Light's out. Did you take it when you went to New York City?
Yeah, it was with me in New York City.
Yeah. Yep, you were safe. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
Well, safer.
Safer, yeah.
800-259.
Put a piano drop on your head.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Jeremy is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to take a second before I get to my comment to say I appreciate all the hard work that you and others are doing on this liberty movement. I mean, especially since this healthcare thing passed, I think things have heated up and maybe have brought us all closer together, either that or made us, you know, like acknowledge each other more, you know, or think about each other more than ever. I mean, because things are going straight down the pooper.
I don't know. The healthcare thing just seems, I realize there are a bunch of people out there making a big deal out of this, but it's just another tyrannical piece of legislation, one in a long line of many, many, many. So it's,
that's going to destroy our economy at some point.
Well, it seems like they're purposely trying to bankrupt our economy, and I had a dream last night.
Well, they've been printing out money. That's been destroying the economy, too.
Let them go.
I'm not trying to sound like Martin Luther King or nothing, but, you know, like I had a dream or nothing like that. But, you know, and it was like they ripped off everybody for 4 years, and then the economy went belly. I mean, America as a whole went belly up, and they come on TV and say, sorry, suckers, we don't have the money. You know, it's kind of like the same thing with the banker bailout. You know, it's like they're just going to rip us off for a few years, and I think then the country's going to go bankrupt and no one's going to see a penny of anything, and then they're going to bring in the martial law and shortly afterward possibly a you know, one world currency. But
you know, I don't know how their government's even gonna, how they're even going to be able to afford it. I mean, the debts, as I understand it, I think it's $6 trillion at this point. I don't know. I don't have it pulled up right in front of me, but I'm probably low, not high. I don't even know how they're going to be able to afford it, Jeremy, to roll tanks anywhere. I don't know how they're going to get fuel for them.
Well, even if they, how can they collect that much money in 4 years? You know, try the numbers are astronomical. You know what I mean? You try to think them all up in the different tax variations, but I just don't see where in the heck they think they're going to get that much money to cover 30 million people. And I think they're trying, like I said, I think they're trying to bankrupt the economy on purpose, and this is just another insurance slash banker ripoff, and they're going to steal all the money, and it's going to go, insurance companies
but
are
what's
pretty
new,
much
you know? That's why I just, you know, don't find this really that shocking. What's new? They've been stealing money from people. They've been printing it out like there's no tomorrow, and they've been doing all kinds of things over time. Of course, the government's been in control of health care for a long time. So for these conservative types to act as though, oh, God, the sky is falling now. We have tyranny now.
This is $12 trillion.
I don't want to sound like a fearmonger or nothing, but I would suggest people not pay into any of these taxes and invest in beans, bullets, and Band-Aids instead.
Right on, Jeremy. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I haven't had beans in a while. Maybe I'll have some tonight. We're coming up here. Your calls about whatever you want. We'll go to Tom in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom? Thanks a lot, guys. I just wanted to ask you a follow-up question about the interview you just had.
By all means.
Start talking. I'm sorry, what?
By all means.
Started to sort of veer off into border policy and immigration and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's sort of a nice libertarian position to be for open borders, and I'm not against the idea necessarily in theory, but in reality it seems like it's not a workable answer presently because, I mean, how do you – and I think mostly about people that may come here and bring disease and things like this or have no understanding of sort of private property rights and the way that our society would operate here. And so it seems to me there's an interest in, as your
those are two separate issues. Let me
Who comes and goes, or not necessarily goes, but who comes.
Right. I get it, and I have been on this side of the issue. I understand where you're coming from. I just want to take them separately, if I may. So diseases, leprositic, TB resistant Mexican zombies coming across the border. What is stopping them from coming across now? So they put in their piece of paper. Somebody takes a TB test on them. They find out, holy crap, you have antibiotic resistant tuberculosis. You can't come in. What stops Juan and Pilar from sneaking across the border?
You're asking the wrong question.
No, I'm asking you reality. I mean, currently, if they have disease resistant tuberculosis and they want to come to the United States, they're going to come, right?
Well, they may try, sure.
And they do.
That's why we need helicopters, Mark.
20 million of them have been successful. How many?
Well, they don't have TB.
How many border ninjas and heat-tracking flamethrowers do you want to put up and pay for in order to stop the handful of people, really, that might have leprosy or antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis or whatever?
Right. I think you're asking the wrong question, though, because you're presuming that the Border Patrol people are actually trying to patrol the border, which obviously they're not.
And how would you make the Border Patrol people actually try to how would you make bureaucrats work harder?
Well, I'm not sure that it's about making bureaucrats work harder.
What's it about?
You are slippery.
I think the idea that there can be competent law enforcement people who actually protect and preserve liberty is reasonable. So
and
the idea that
the
every law enforcement individual is necessarily some kind of gangster is not reality.
Well, I don't think we portray that on this show. We try very hard not to portray that. However,
I think you can get a real Border Patrol agency is what I'm trying to say.
So you're gonna gut the Border Patrol agency as it exists. Are you gonna throw out Customs too? ICE, Department of Homeland Security. Where are you gonna cut them off and then hire a whole new set of bureaucrats? Where are you gonna do that from? From what level on down?
How about abolish all and start from scratch?
Abolish them all, why bother putting them back?
This is the point of why I called, is that I think there's a reasonable case why it's a good idea.
I'm telling you that I don't believe
with liberty, property rights.
I think it's the Republican fantasy that you can put border ninjas out there that will actually stop people from coming across the border. And I'd like to make a point to that. The second nation behind Mexico where people come from, and maybe Honduras is in buying for this nation, but at least second, maybe third nation is China. You can't build a wall that is as effective as the Pacific Ocean is.
Yeah, no,
and they still get over here.
I understand what you're saying, and I think the point is nothing. It can't be done perfectly at the border, but
it can't even be close. It's the second country, dude.
The flip side of the coin is, then all you have are your own private property boundary rights, and basically what you're saying is anything is fair game to go on up to the edge of my own land.
You think it's worth dropping billions, hundreds of billions, or trillions of dollars on trying to stop it?
No, I think those are obscene amounts of money.
Those are the kind of numbers we're talking about.
No, if you put him in charge, he'll do it for $5 million. Hey, we'll bring it back. We can keep talking about it. Hang on, Tom.
Yeah, you have another issue that I need to address.
Yeah, well, what was the other point?
I was going to think about it during the break. It was.
I'm going to make a note here.
He'll tell us.
So you don't remember what it was, do you?
I'll remember.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully he'll remember for you, Mark. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now then, critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here, Tom is with us from Maine talking about the issue of immigration. It came up earlier in the hour, and he wanted to get in a little more to more detail. So I'm more than happy to do this because I think this is one of the most important issues of our time, especially because so many people, they just don't get it. They've been led to believe that immigrants are, violent or dangerous or somehow bad for the economy or all kinds of just nonsense out there is being spread about people, human beings, who most of whom just want to come here and make a better life for themselves. But unfortunately, there's this massive bureaucracy known as the federal government that demands obedience from them. It demands cash from them. It demands all kinds of paperwork from them just so they can come here and improve the quality of their lives, and by proxy, improve the quality of all of our lives, because more people coming here, lending their talents and their skills and their labor into the marketplace in America, makes everything better. But the things we have to say are run counter to a lot of the common beliefs out there about immigrants and immigration freedom in this country. And so Tom is on the lines, and we were getting into it here about immigration and the border control and all that. And Tom, you had said something to the effect, and Mark, we did figure out what he said. We'll address that here in a moment. But Tom, you'd said something about, well, what you guys want is just for your border to end at the end of your private property. And yeah, that's right, because private property works. If you want to allow someone on your property or into your home, you get to choose that. So if you don't want somebody from, if you want to live in a neighborhood that's all private property with other people who are like you, if for whatever reason you don't want anyone from Argentina to come there, you can do that. And if I want people who are Argentinian to come and work for me or live in my house or whatever, I can do that too. What's wrong with that?
Well, absolutely nothing. And I guess that's my point, is that if I want to, make a deal with my neighbor that we're both going to look after each other's property and nobody comes on the property that doesn't have permission by him or I, then that's a legitimate agreement. And so then I'm simply saying, well, let's expand that to the town level. If my town wants to do that, we can.
But now it's not legitimate
anymore.
If my
state wants to.
You've already lost legitimacy because there's no way that your town could want to do something unless 100% of the people in that particular political designation would agree to it. Otherwise, you've lost legitimacy and you're forcing your viewpoint, you're forcing your way on your neighbors who don't agree with you.
Well, I suppose perhaps it would depend on how it was done. I'm not actually violating any of their rights by simply saying, hey, we're going to have a keep an eye on who's coming into town, this sort of thing.
Well, you do when you require enforcement to me to pay enforcement. So first off, the United States government was set up by, well, a minority of people, and an amount of people were forced at the point of a bayonet to comply, and some of them were, basically genocide was committed on a portion of them, in order to set up this government. So to claim that because this government was set up, even though it was set up by force, it makes it legitimate. Essentially, Tom says that it's okay for me to shoot you and do whatever I want with your property, because that's legitimate. Right?
I'm not sure how you got that or that my view is on this particular government or the one that started the United States. All I'm saying is
you're extrapolating it out, right?
If that's what you took, that's what you took. All I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is my point, which is that I don't think it's necessarily anti-liberty to have some kind of a collective border patrol agreement, whether
it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be anti-liberty.
Level.
It would not be anti-liberty if you could get 100% of the people inside of a nation to agree on it. And if it's a good idea, be able to get them.
Well, who wants these MS-13 gangsters in their neighborhood, or who wants all these?
So you want to kick out anybody who's been, you want anybody
coming from Africa or whatever else?
You
want
to kick out anybody who's been convicted of a felony out of the country?
I'm not sure when I said anything about kick somebody out.
Well, if you don't want MS-13 people in the country, and I can understand, I'm for that. I don't want criminals here either. But my question is,
right.
I'm trying to apply this in an even fashion. If somebody is a criminal, a United States criminal, should we propose to keep them afterwards? After we, say punish them for their crime, should we kick them out of the country, or should we kick them out from the beginning?
You can kick people out. That's a ridiculous idea.
Why is that?
I can make it very simple.
Why can't I kick
It's like these morons that say, well, if you don't like the country, leave, as if I can just force my way in somewhere else. That's obviously preposterous.
Well, wait a minute. Can we point something out that should be obvious here? The MS-13 members, if they're gang members, are likely dealing in drugs and prostitution and gambling and guns and other things that are prohibited. So in the absence of prohibition, what happens to MS-13?
Most likely they would dissolve, which is exactly what should be done, but it's not. And this is all, which is, a side.
So we're talking about.
Right, but you're living in the fantasy world that we can actually do something about immigrants coming into this country without getting onerous on our own citizens. And if you want to live in that fantasy world, I can live in the fantasy world where, well, then let's get rid of being forced to pay for other people's education, for their medical care, for their, food and all the other welfare programs that are out there.
Right.
I mean, if you get your fantasy world, I get mine too.
Now let's jump back to his other thing.
Which one's better?
Let's jump back to the other thing he brought up that you would wanted to address, Mark. I want to make sure you get a chance to here. His point was that one of the other points he made that we didn't address was that, well, the immigrants may not believe in private property.
They'll get in here and they'll vote Democrat.
I don't know if that's what he said.
No, that's not what he said, but that's sort of the characterization of the argument that
maybe he just thought they were going to set up a tent on your land. What did you mean by that, Tom?
Well, I mean, I think there are people who are born into cultures that are quite dramatically different than the one that the three of us are looking for, and that simply allowing these people to come and go freely, I think, can be a serious threat.
A threat in
what
way?
This can completely undermine. What, you're going to put these people on a jury? This is a jury of your peers now?
Well, I have a real problem with. I have a problem with a great deal of the institutions in this country as they exist today, and I don't think that those people are qualified to be on juries to judge. In some cases, some of those people are not qualified to be on juries to judge me or you or whatever. But I would like to point out that I think that people that take this stance tend to ostracize and alienate the immigrants, so they end up going to the other side. So basically, basically what I'm going to say here is the Republicans hate the immigrants more than the Democrats do, so the immigrants tend to vote Democrat when they get the opportunity to do so. So in their resisting, you know, mentally, psychologically resisting the idea of free people being able to cross borders freely, they drive them into the arms of the socialists.
Also, I think the idea that immigrants may not understand private property ignores reality, because I think that somebody that makes a statement like that probably doesn't know too many immigrants, because a lot of the people that come here are coming here because they're having their private property violated and their freedom violated in the places in which they used to live.
And there'd be a chance to see how it works if we actually did it.
Right. And a lot of the people that come here as immigrants are more likely than native-born Americans to be entrepreneurial and to start their own businesses. And, you know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to understand something about private property. So the people that are coming here, I don't think are like you might believe that they are. But nonetheless, it's not an excuse to restrict people's freedom and to steal money from people. So what I really am interested in, Tom, is having you explain what your Border Patrol would look like. Because you said you wanted to slash and burn. You wanted to come in, tear out these government agencies, and start from scratch. So I'm just wondering, do you have a vision? What is it you would like to see?
Well, I mean, I suppose, how do you provide security anywhere else?
Well, anywhere else, usually like a building
private
or a small
security
area that you have some ability to have some level of control over. So I don't know if you can extrapolate that out to, 2,000-mile border or whatever.
Well, it's just a larger scale version of any other property security
It's not about the security. How do you want to fund the security?
Well, and it's all bureaucrats, too, so there's that factor. Do you want to hang on and tell us about your vision, Tom? Because I'm curious.
I'll stay if you'll have me.
Right, yeah, I'll definitely have you, because I always like getting vision from the people that want to control other people. Let's see what he has to say.
It's so impossible to make work. Nobody's been able to do it so far.
Tom can. Tom knows. We'll find out what Tom has. He's got a vision. We'll find out what it is here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.